Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Sean Moran here of Inside Carolina. Sean, this Saturday, the Tar Heels take on the Florida State Seminoles in Chapel Hill, and I think one of the keys to the game will be the play of point guard Kobe White. White had a tough game against Duke on Wednesday, but I think he is in line for a bounce-back performance against the Seminoles. How do you think White will play in front of the home crowd?
I think we'll get the really good version of Kobe. I think he'll be able to get his shot with a little more time than he did against Duke. You know, I think he probably really wanted to go up against Trey Jones. Trey's always been rated higher than him throughout high school, and even when talking about the top point guards in the class. So I'm sure there was probably some extra motivation on his end on Thursday night. But yeah, I think how he controls the game will be important. You know, I think Florida State, they rank in the top 100 in tempo, so they'll get up and go. And you've seen it before. Florida State, they shoot 34% from the 3-point line, ranking 200th in the country. And will it be somebody that catches fire and just has an out of body experience for them? Terrence Mann shooting 46%, and David Nichols, one of the point guards, 35%. So they do have some capable shooters. But I would agree about Kobe, having a good game and really steadying the pace and kind of taking charge. I think it'll be interesting to see how Luke May does coming off of that big game and going against some guys with that size and athleticism that have given him problems in the past. And then on the defensive end, Garrison Brooks, how he does. I think he's been wonderful this season, and probably the injury to the Sterling helped out. Instead of really playing both of them and seeing who was playing better and letting one of those play in the second half, he's been tasked with the main responsibility. And so it's nice to see how he's developed. And I think with his size and strength, will play a big part going up against the big guys of FSU.
Thanks, Sean. To get the full scoop on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.